beaming into your mind like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comet of prophecy. You're listening to Planet Verloc, your podcast for everything super psionics and magic tech. Yes, welcome to my show. Well, tonight's podcast is about who is Verloc and what is the Psionic Brotherhood. So, without further ado, let us begin. Yes, who is Verloc? My background is quite extensive and all over the board. I'm a world traveler. I began my journey at the very young age of 6, and I've lived in Saudi Arabia and in Japan and in the United States. I am from California originally, in the good old US of A, and I've lived in various states around the country, but that's where I've been, and it's a little bit of what I've done, but it's not really who Verloc is. Verloc stemmed from an idea. The name itself implies the fictitious Vril from an old book called The Coming Race. And that was about a society underground where they could, these creatures, could channel the life force, sort of like the Force from Star Wars, and it was called Vril. Lock, the last part of the word, Vril Lock, has to do with magic, and it's also a fun pun at the term warlock, because warlock was a derogatory term for a male witch. Which I'm not really, don't consider myself any of these labels. It's just a good, fun name. Of course, I was also a fan of those old, what was it, the Thundar the Barbarian cartoons, in which all these various wizards in the future in a sort of a sci-fi world, a mix of super science and sorcery, had all these various interesting names, such as Mindok, and I thought, Mindok, Verloc. So Verloc kind of stuck with me. I checked the web. Nobody was using it. I think there's one lady somewhere borrowing the name. She just knocks off the K at the end, but it's essentially spelled the same way. But there's no relation. And essentially, who I am is I am the very first student of Charles W. Cosimano. I call him the godfather of psionics. Other people refer to him as Uncle Chucky. And Chuck was the first one to weaponize the entire field of psionics for the general public. It's probably, to the best of my knowledge, it was probably weaponized by military and government long before that in their various MK Ultra experiments and so on. I don't really have anything to do with that. I'm more of a researcher and explorer attempting to solve a mystery of my own personal life. And during that journey of trying to figure out why I had all these paranormal and supernatural problems. Essentially, they seemed like problems when I was very young. Happening, manifesting in my life. During that journey, it led me to actually take on some spiritual projects where I helped and, to the best of my knowledge and belief, saved the lives of other people. So it's really quite an epic journey. I've written my stories into the 3 VPGs, the Verloc Practical Guides, as a way of partially imparting to the reader sort of an indirect pathworking experience whereby feeling what I'm writing about in the story of my life, some of that power and spirit is passed on to the reader, and then there are some simple techniques and simple instruments that you can build cheaply from materials lying around your house, or maybe you have to buy some materials at the local art and crafts shop. But for the most part, these are easy to build and work with. And I've found that these instruments and machines that I've built can, with some training and understanding, improve the quality of my life, and therefore, I assume, it'll improve the quality of your life. So far, that's what people tell me, and I've been running this business almost for about 3 years. Prior to that, I was an independent author and sort of shied away from speaking to the general public. Now, of course, that's all changed. And in part, I believe that's because there's a dire need for a lot of people to reach out and ask someone for a little bit of help or advice. And I do try. Psionics is, of course, a very interesting and often complex subject of study. But more than a subject of study, it's really a practical subject of practice. Psionics is essentially mind and machine, or mind and electronics. It's also the direct will of the mind without any ritual kind of magic. But I'm not going to go into too much detail about psionics tonight. I might talk about the psionic brotherhood a little bit. But first, let's talk a little bit about people's views, people who come to me. And one of the things a lot of people tend to share with me is their fear of what Mr. Verloc might do if they disagree with me. So let's talk about that. That's always a good fun subject. I believe there was one club member, and I will not name him. I keep everybody's privacy in the club. I am your medium for contact and your interpreter extraordinaire and your professor. So I had a club member contact me saying, please don't annihilate me for having a different political view or, you know, something spiritual or anything like that. You know, if it conflicts with what I teach or something. And to this I answered, well, first of all, I don't arbitrarily lash out at anybody. And if I've done anything like that publicly, you know, like in my videos, that's usually for entertainment purposes. And also, everyone in my club or within who comes into contact with me is bound to have some differences in opinion. And so I don't demand that everyone share the same opinion with me. And in fact, most of the time, I don't really share all of my opinions either. Mainly because I feel that consciousness changes, our perceptions change from one moment to the next, and from one location to another. And so I try to access a higher level of consciousness and rely upon dowsing in order to make a lot of my tough decisions in life. Because the universal mind, I refer to it as the cosmic all, is smarter than we are. And so I rely on dowsing and meditation for resolving a lot of my own difficulties and internal struggles, which so far, after about 40 years now, I think 35 years of psionics, 40 years of meditation, so far so good. So no, you don't have to agree with me, and you're not going to, you know, just kill over and die because you upset Mr. Verloc. No. You don't even have to call me Dr. Verloc, because I'm only an honorary doctor. I am not a practicing doctor at all. Now, why the comic book image for learning a subject as serious and complex as psionics? Well, you know, that is an excellent question. I think that's really my favorite question to answer. Well, the answer is for the exact reason that the entire subject of psionics can indeed be very, very complex. You know, people are often turned off by difficult endeavors. So, why not make it fun and easier for the ordinary and average person to understand, or to come to some degree of understanding? Prior to working in the area of psionics as somewhat of a full-time gig, I was a technical documentation specialist and a technical writer for engineering. I've also worked a number of odd jobs as a security officer and some computer jobs and so on. And one of my talents that I developed was an ability to take something complicated and write it in such a way that all levels of personnel, all levels of understanding, could comprehend very difficult subject matters, process procedures, and so on. Now, where did my business originally start out? Well, originally it started out as sort of a place where ex-Cosimanians, or Cosimaniacs as some called them, the followers of Charles Cosimano, could go to further their training under the new guidance of Verloc, me, and team. Well, that team was never fully established under one umbrella. Originally, I had the idea of bringing together various colleagues that I had come into contact with and bring people together as teachers of the subject of psionics, meditation, magic, and so on. But that never really happened. I do have some friends in Brazil who are interested in creating a Harry Potter style of school, and I may talk more about that in the future. But instead, I've made it my endeavor to help as many people as I possibly can further their own knowledge and explore the wondrous world of psionics and what it has to offer you. Now, as a matter of course, I mainly cater to beginners now and intermediate students of magic and psionics. My gifts to this area of study include my personal philosophy and methods, which have been developed throughout my 40 years of working in meditation and something like 35 years in psionic magic. Where we stand today is simple. Very simple. I have two websites, mainly. I run a club for instructing students and helping fans of the Verloc Psionic Brotherhood, sort of like a fraternity, to further their abilities and learn new and fun stuff about psionics. Plus, a lot of cool old stories and even some of my personal journals, including some letters written to me by my former mentor in psionics. In essence, the Psionic Brotherhood, the Verloc Club, is also sort of like a book club where you can get club exclusive deals exclusive to club members, discounts on books and so on, but also insider documents that have never been released to the general public, audio logs and audio lectures, journals, photocopied letters from my mentor with commentary and retrospect from me, as well as some how-to videos for psionics, focus, concentration, and dowsing. I've had nearly a 100% success rate in psionics operations for those operations that I took seriously enough to pursue and follow through on, with some failures here and there, which, by the way, I do include both my successes and failures in my club lectures and in my written reports. The reason being is that I believe in the most honest and open approach to instructing students in psionics, particularly when I do have a number of folks coming to me who are coming to my circle because they have problems or difficulties that they'd like to resolve via magic or psionics, or in general just personal empowerment, which in my opinion that's what psionics really is. It's personal empowerment And of course there are the machines which extend our reach. If you're interested in my club, please go to vrlok.club and choose a payment level, a level of commitment to get started. I have a personal messaging system where you can contact me and ask me questions about the materials in the club. And I usually answer questions promptly, but give me a good 72 hours, in some cases 3 days or so, to get back to you, and I will. Else, you may visit my public domain to see what goodies I have for you and my limited time offers. That's right, limited time offers featured in the key points section of my homepage will land you something delicious to try your manifestation powers and your magic to the test. But don't worry, I'm here to help you. Shoot me a message. General public, I do read your messages and I do respond to most messages, but if for some reason you did not receive a response from me, I do apologize. We are simply so incredibly busy on my end of the spectrum. Please become a club member so I may offer you more full attention to helping you get the materials that you need to get started in philosophy and methodology in psychotronics, radionics, psychometrics, and my area of specialties, psionics. Thank you for joining me on Planet Vrlok tonight, and until next time, as always, keep the magic high. This is Tom Vrlok, signing out.